great waste of time, trouble, and money, we bring you the Bedlam News. The curtain is lowered, the studio darkened, the camera starts, and we bring you the latest news of the day. The Bedlam News sees nothing, shows all. Jamaica, Long Island, legalized betting returns to Eastern racing tracks. State Senator Davidson opens festivity.
My friends, I think betting is a great thing for the taxpayer. The little money he has left after all his taxes are paid won't buy him anything. He might as well put it on a horse.
Hotshot Malcolm, bookmaker, has his opinion.
Legalist betting is here to stay. When the automobile was invented, I bet a guy 6-2 and even that the horse would come back. And here he is.
John Dunce, office worker, welcomes betting.
I lost my shirt here today, but it's legal. Well, it's the old saying, I made my bet so I can lay in it.
Memphis, Tennessee, warm weather brings out hitchhikers. Boys and girls give roadside outlook for summer season. Mr. Norman Steer, motorist, raises objections. Mr. Steer.
Hitchhiking has got to go. Last year, you couldn't see the scenery on account of the billboard. This year, you can't see the billboards on account of hitchhikers.
Hitchhikers of both sexes disagree. Miss Fawn McGurk.
I'm a school teacher, and I'm hitching to South Carolina to see my folks. I'm hoping to make 200 miles a day, barring accidents and monkey business.
Mr. Henry Clay has his difficulties.
Yes, sir. I gotta do all my hitching in the daytime. Nobody can see my thumb at night.
Nanking, China. Japan closes China's open door. Listen closely, please.
Open up, you get your Chinese pigtail.
Flash. Dillinger scene simultaneously in several cities throughout the country. Boston, Massachusetts.
I came home unexpectedly last night. I heard a noise in my wife's closet, and it might have been diligence, so I didn't look.
Berkeley, California.
Well, my husband woke up this morning and missed 80 cents from his pants pocket. I convinced him it was Dillinger.
Miami, Florida.
I was out fishing today, and something pulled on my line, but it got away. Might have been Dillinger.
Somewhere in America.
This is Dillinger. These reports from different parts of the country is on the level, folks. That's me all over.
Cambridge, Massachusetts. Spring athletic season gets underway at Harvard. Captain of scrub team is optimistic.
With our new pails and brushes, we'll give Harvard a scrubbing this year that'll make Yale look foolish. Come along, Biddy.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This Bedlam News Service comes to you weekly. And now I'm going to ask Sylvia Frews to sing. What is your first number, Sylvia?
Well, I...
Thank you, Lenny. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard Lenny Hayton and his Ipana troubadours play a medley of tunes from Girl Crazy, featuring Lenny Hayton's nimble fingers at the piano. I wanted to tell you something more about the Ipana Dental Charm Contest and the free trip to the Chicago World's Fair here, but that'll have to wait a few minutes. For now, we take you to the Bedlam Department Store. While I'm drinking some coffee to stay awake long enough to give the employees a pep talk, Lenny takes us to the meeting.
It has been a pleasure to speak to you employees of the Bedlam Department Store at this pep meeting. And into each life, some rain must fall. And to prove it, I present Mr. Allen.
Oh, thank you. I know you have all enjoyed Miss Pringle's message on shoplifting. And I hope when you leave the store tonight, you will remember Miss Pringle's words and take something away with you. But don't let me catch you. That reminds me of a very funny story. I'm not going to have time to tell it, so we'll all just have a good laugh and let it go at that. Thank you.
You said you had an idea to boom business.
Yes, Perkins. Starting tomorrow, I'm giving away free candy. Children will come from miles around, naturally, and get lost in the store. When the mothers come to look for their young, I want you to see that they do some shopping. Remember, no rough stuff, but you can hide the kiddies under the counters until the mothers ransom them with sales. And now that the meeting has taken up most of your lunch hour, we'll sing the store song and march gaily back to our counters. Ready? Go.
Selling, selling, oh
whole cafe. We'll work and play, we'll get our roll and more. Sally.
Bedlam Department Store. Mr. Allen's office. Hold the line.
Hello. No. No, madam. We've discontinued our charge accounts. Starting today, we're doing a cash and carry business. I can sit on a what? Well, we're all out of tags, but I'll sit on something just as good. Yes, listen, I don't care if you're head of the light brigade. You can't charge in here. Goodbye.
She has her nerve.
Those charge accounts are what ruined me.
Really?
Oh, I have nightmares every night. I see nothing but cuticle.
Cuticle? Where?
On the hands of the receivers.
Isn't there anything we can do?
Yes, take a memo. Starting tomorrow, all floor walkers will wear squeaky shoes.
Squeaky shoes for what?
To keep the sales girls awake during business hours. Also, move the aspirin counter into my office
here.
Yes,
sir.
I've got more headaches than the customers.
Why don't you try marking down prices?
Prices are too low now. Why, burglars broke into the store last night and didn't steal a thing.
Why not?
When they saw the prices, it was cheaper for them to come back when the store was open and buy the stuff.
Hello? Yes? Yes, I'll tell him.
What? Who is that?
Someone at the complaint counter.
Well, a complaint is better than no business at all. I'll see what's wrong.
I want to see the manager.
Yes, but I've sent for Mr. Allen.
Well, what's askew, Mr. Moffat? Well,
where in the world can I find a pair of the new May West corsets?
Straight rear, madam.
Not straight rear. I said May West.
Oh, round in front, madam.
Oh, thank you.
Where do I get things to match my complexion?
Leather goods, two aisles over.
Why, the idea.
Well, here's more trouble.
Oh, yes, Sheepam, I wouldn't listen.
But, Matilda, baby, you're busting up a beautiful romance on me.
Well, what is your complaint, folks?
Well, I'll tell you.
Don't listen to him, mister. I'm bringing back my hope chest here.
Look, she's breaking my heart, dear.
Hasn't our hope chest been satisfactory, madam?
I'm changing my plans, mister, and my heart isn't in your chest.
Listen to her. She's driving me crazy. I'm telling you, my heart is chopped up like a herring.
Herring or gefilte fish, I'm returning the chest.
What's happened to your engagement, Matilda?
Business is business, and Cupid doesn't live here anymore.
I'll tell you what happened. What happened to me shouldn't happen to a puppy. Everything is going like a bog in a jug. Until last night, I'm taking her to Radium City.
Oh, you joined the great majority, eh?
Well, in a picture comes a fella, Clark Gable, or something, and he starts kissing and schmoozing with vampires.
Ah, that's a man.
Well, so soon as Gable's doing his stuff, Matilda here, she's turning to me and she's saying to herself, so you're calling yourself hot stuff, eh? Three on you.
Again on your finger.
Now, here, you two can exchange pooies at 20 paces outside. Here's your money, Matilda.
So what are you doing with the money, Lambkin?
I got Gable's address. I'm buying a ticket to Hollywood.
Don't leave me flat, honeysuckle.
Yes, you can't rush off without one last word, Matilda.
Okay. You want a last word? Here it is. Pooey.
You see?
Bedlam Department Store. Yes, he's here.
Hello. Yes. Yes, Mrs. Babel. You want two packages of Jell-O sent over COD. Okay. Yes, ma'am, right away. Well, you know the Bedlam service. You'll have your Jell-O in two shakes. Okay.
The efficiency man called up.
Has he made any improvements in the store?
Yes, he fired himself today.
Good. Where is Miss Pry, the store detective?
She's working in men's underwear this afternoon.
She is? Well, tell her to get back into her own clothes. You tell her I hired her for plain clothes work and not modeling.
Yes, sir. Oh, I forgot. There's a little girl waiting in the ante room.
Raise the ante and tell her I'll see her.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Portland. I'm always happy to see a good customer.
I'm good, all right. I'm just coming back from church.
That's fine.
I'll intimate. I only expected to do some window shopping. But your windows are so dirty, I had to come inside to see what you're selling.
Well, what's on your mind?
Well, first I want to return these stockings for Mama.
Oh, yeah. Sheer?
No, she isn't here. She just set the stockings down.
Oh, Yes, these are our Van Winkle hose.
Mama knew they were Van Winkle, all right. As soon as she put them on, she had a rip in both of them.
Well, that's the worst of these cotton stockings. The government plows under every fourth stocking, you know.
Papa says anybody who buys your stocking certainly gets a run for his money.
And you tell Papa if he spent the best years of his life in a basement, he'd be no bargain.
That's what Mama says sometimes.
No kidding.
Yes, Mama says when they took Papa's tonsils out, they should have kept the tonsils and thrown Papa away.
Oh, it's too bad Papa never came out of the ether.
He was just born too soon, I think.
You mean he was born once too often, don't you?
No, Papa's a self-made man. If he was born today, the NRA would have taken him over.
Yes, I think Papa's head would be a violation these days.
I'll intimate Papa's head comes under unfinished business.
I get it. He's anything but right mentally. But what about your shopping?
Oh, yes. I want to get a cigar holder for Uncle Felix.
Something fancy?
Yes, a cigar holder with a nose guard if you have one.
Does Uncle Felix smoke his cigars short?
I'll say. Half of the time, you can't tell whether he's smoking a cigar or whether his chewing tobacco's on fire.
You're telling me? We're having a sale of blankets if you're interested.
No, I'm no Indian giver.
Well, how about something for Aunt Lily?
No, I'm going to buy her a lorgnette.
Oh, is she having trouble with her eyes?
Is she? The last time she was at our house, she broke up the whole dinner.
On account of her eyes?
Yes, she handed her prunes back to Mama and said, "This caviar has seeds in it."
Bedlam Department Store. Yes, ma'am. You want to return your canary and parrot? What's wrong? Last night, when you were entertaining your boyfriend in the parlor, the canary said, "Peep, peep," and the parrot said, "Peep, nothing, take a good look." Okay. Give the bird some hush money and send them back.
There are two more things on my list here.
Okay.
I want to get something for Cousin Luther. He likes to eat breakfast in bed.
Have you seen our new Servidor twin beds?
No.
Just what you want. It's a combination bed with a grill under the pillow, a toaster on the side, and a percolator at the foot of the bed.
Oh, he'll be crazy about that. But where can he get his eggs?
There's a hen that lives under the bed and lays eggs in the mattress.
Oh, that's swell. Shall I take it with me or will you send it?
Why don't you go down to the bundle counter and we'll wrap both of you up and deliver you to Mom.
Oh, that'll be fun. When she sees me in a bundle again, she'll think the stork is getting absent-minded.
That's fine. Goodbye, Portland.
Peek-a-boo.
There's a lady here wants to get a game of ping pong for a little boy.
Tell her I'm too busy to play ping pong with kids during business hours. I'm going out.
Music department? Oh, I'll send Mr. Allen right in.
What's the trouble, Miss Sales?
They need you in the sheet music department right away.
Oh, I hope they don't call on me to sing unless it's an obbligato. My voice to death.
Now, you'd better hurry. The sales girl is having some trouble.
Okay, I'll be right back.
That old man liver, that old man liver, he don't say nothing.
Keep quiet.
He does. Yeah, he busts.
Here,
yeah,
yeah. Who are you, my raucous thrush?
Who am I? Who's he? Why, he... I'm Oi Ratwell. Rat Oilwell. Roy Oil Ratwell. Hail, hello. Hail, fellow. All wet. I mean, all men.
You
wet.
Look like a shabby hillbilly to me.
A flabby bill hilly? A shillbilly? Well, you know, they stole me. They called me Good Slime Time Roy. I'm a street sweeper. I mean, a street slinger. A street singer. A palisadica ringer. And a singer. And a U-panner. I mean, an eye-panner. Snooper. Pooper. Dupador. And a on the hour of smiles. I mean, smiles. Smile. And I can... swing, I can sing better than Booty Rally and Filmia Seuss, Goose, Sylvia Fruce, and I can sing rings around Wet Ted, Tub, with Ted Webb.
I've been trying to sell him some sheet music.
Oh, trying to sell me some meat music? You know, I want the songs that my dad and mammy sang when I was a little rod, a lot, a ton. Songs like Liver, Stay Away From My Cat, My Dog, the old winning spiel, spinning wheel.
Now see here, my gibbering windbag.
Oh, who's a whibbering ginbag, ginjag? I'm as quiet as a louse, a moose, a souse, a mouse.
Do you sing on the radio?
Of course I sing on the radio. Why, I want songs to sing on a wart shave set, on short save wets, short rave slats, short save, so, oh, well, let it go.
Well, I get the general idea.
Yeah.
Now, here's a song from that motion picture, Eight Girls in a Boat.
Oh, boy, Eight Boils on a Goat. that's a hot one. You know, have you got that throw another fog on the lyre, log on the mire, in the fire,
Yes, that's one of our hottest songs. And how about Orchids in the Moonlight?
More Kids in the Moonlight. Oh, no. Give me a good He-Man song, like Fanny Doesn't Give Beer Anymore.
How about Crying the Carioca from Flying Down to Rio?
Crying the Tapioca from Flying Down to Flio? Oh, you know, I'll cry anything once. But say, how about Stepping Out with me tonight, kiddo? You know, I'm a lady with the devils. Oh, look me over, kid.
Now. Why, see here, you psalm-singing gigolo, just because she's a poor, tattered working girl.
A poor, drinking girl. I'm not a sing-psalming jig-jar stage-alo. I mean a song-jar jig what? All work and no play, keeps the doctor's apple away. I mean the apple's doctor. All lurk, well, you know, there's so much bad in the rest of us. I mean the best of us. And there's so much wood in the good of us, and the good in the thirst of worst of us. You're a bigger bum than I am. Excelsior!
By gad, this has gone far enough. My dear sir, have you heard Tosti's goodbye?
Sure, he's a good guy. I mean, I've heard Tosti's good guy. Poor, sore, poor score, and seven beers.
Never mind. Tosti's goodbye. Get ready for Atwell's farewell.
Flat smells farewell? No, sir. You don't make me laugh.
Hey, Muggsy.
Yes, sir. What's the trouble?
Give this guy the umbe's usher.
Oh, boy, the umbe, Bob Bushby.
Oh, bless you. Out you go.
Here, let me go. Go, wait, you can't do this to me. Here, yell, help.
Until I get a new seat in these trousers.
Is the bank going to take the store over?
They can't lick me. I'm putting over the biggest coup today any department store has ever known. We'll clean up.
What is it?
A sale on Swiss cheese. The ideal hot weather dessert. The air blows through the holes in the cheese and ventilates the entire dinner table. Get it?
Have you advertised the sale?
On the front page of every paper in town, I've got sandwich men going around in three-decker formation. I've got a truckload of cheese on its way here now. The sale starts right away.
But I'm getting nervous. I wish you had the cheese in the store.
The truck will be here any minute. The Swiss Consul guaranteed delivery. Hello. What? Yes, Chief. They've hijacked my truckload of Swiss cheese? The leader France gang, hey? Yes, I wouldn't buy their bootleg cheese last week, you see. They've been trying to muscle in here on my territory for a long time. See if you can pick up the scent and call me back.
Oh, this is terrible. You haven't a piece of Swiss cheese in that store.
That Liederkranz gang can't get away with this. I'll go through with the sale. I'll have cheese if I have to take it out of every mousetrap in town. Come in.
Hi, Alan. Come in, fellas.
Okay, Louis.
So it's you. Liederkranz, Louis, I thought you'd be paying me a visit. Come across with my cheese now, all right?
Pipe down, you fancy salesman.
I got him covered, Louis.
Hey, let me slug him one just for old leg time.
Why, you can't frighten me, boys. I used to room with Dracula.
Can that stuff. Just
turned down my proposition last week.
Yeah, you can't strong arm me, Louis.
I got another deal waiting for your okay. You're advertising a big Swiss cheese sale, ain't you?
Yes, and I'm holding.
Yeah, well, I'm holding your truck. It'll cost you $1,000 to get your cheese back.
If I had $1,000, I wouldn't talk to you.
We'll give you 10 minutes to pay up, or we'll make this joint a shambles. Come on, fellas.
Here we go.
Oh, you'd better pay them, Mr. Allen. They'll do something terrible.
Those rats can't steal the cheese from under my nose and get away with it. It isn't the principle of the thing with me, it's the money.
Mr. Allen, Mr. Allen.
What's up, George?
Well, the crowd has broken down the door. They want to buy the Swiss cheese you advertised.
A demonstration, hey?
And we got nothing but American cheese. I brought it up here. It's just outside the door.
Well, what good's that? They're hollering for Swiss.
Oh, look out!
Down on the floor. They're shooting from that roof.
I'm getting started.
No, no, here. You're still working for me. Listen, George. Now, you go out and bring in all those cheeses. Now, hurry.
Yes, sir. It's all in a truck. I'll wait right here.
What are you going to do, Mr. Allen?
I've got an idea, Miss Sales. Where's my hat?
On your head.
All right, don't bother. I'll find it.
Here you are, Mr. Allen.
Fine. Now, keep down, George. Hand me one head of cheese at a time.
Yes, sir. Here. Thank you.
Okay. Now, Miss Sales, put my hat on this cheese.
Yes, sir. Like this?
That's fine. Keep down on the floor, and don't get scared. When I hold this up, they're going to shoot at it. Watch.
Oh, look, good heavens, it's full of holes.
Exactly. George, take this down and sell it for Swiss cheese. My sale is open.
Oh, goody, it's just what we need. I'll be right back for more.
Quick, hand me another head, Miss Sales.
Here you are.
Keep down now. Here it goes. Those idiots think they're shooting at me.
Well, the profile does resemble you.
Don't be silly. A cheese has no nose.
If the cheese had a nose, it would be ashamed of itself.
This is no time for epigrams, Miss Sale. Give me another head.
Say, we'll have all the Swiss we need in a minute.
More cheese. More cheese. It's going like hotcakes,
oh,
Mr. Allen.
Oh, heck, George. They've stopped shooting.
Oh, God.
Come in.
Come on, salesman. You thought you could fool Leader Franz Louis.
We'll waste your trick.
Please, boys, I appeal to your better nature. Won't you please keep shooting holes in these cheeses?
Oh, listen, boys. Didn't you ever have a mother who was yearning for a Swiss on rye?
Nothing doing. We want $1,000 right now.
Come in.
See here, who's the proprietor here? I am the Swiss counselor.
Hi, Mr. Allen. What do you want?
Well, you have to stop selling that American cheese with a hole in it. It will ruin my country's business.
But it'll make this country American cheese conscious. It'll put thousands of unemployed back to work.
They're crazy about this American cheese with holes in it.
Let it be fifth.
Louis, it's up to you. I appeal to you in the name of patriotism. It's for the good old USA.
I'll report it to the League of Nations.
Stand back, everybody. Louis, shoot if you must, this old gray head. But don't spare the cheeses.
I'm with you, Mr. Allen. Boy, when I give the word, open fire on the cheeses.
Okay, Louis. American cheese for America. Ready? Aim. Fire!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And now we return to our musical program and to Sylvia Fruit, who has been waiting for us with Give Me Something to Remember You By.
And now, Mr. Allen.
Well, the question box is back from Florida and looking fine. This postcard written in Esperanto comes from Mr. Al Burt at St. Mary, Kentucky. Mr. Burt says, quote, I am a wallflower, and thanks to my inferiority complex, have been walking backwards for the past 10 years. I want to overcome my bashfulness, and since I like to eat, I thought I could become an after-dinner speaker and kill two birds with this one postcard. Can you help me to become a toastmaster or an after-dinner wit? Unquote. Your letter has come to the right party, Mr. Bird. I have been speaking before, after, and during dinners all my life. The first after-dinner speakers, you know, were cannibal chiefs who used to grunt after they finished a wing of missionaries. Speakers still grunt today, but it is generally a tribute to the chef. The easiest way to master the gentle art of post-vitamin oratory is to spill a little water on your chair as the dinner starts. You will be happy to stand up when you are called on later. Rise briskly, clear your throat, and say, I'll take the check. You will be welcome at any dinner, Mr. Bird. And this speech will probably be greeted with cheers. When the stampede quiets down, just say, that reminds me of the two Irishmen. Everyone will get it at once, and before they can stop laughing, say, I thank you, and sit down. You can see how easy it is, Mr. Bird. If you ever feel as though your speech is going to lay an egg, move over near the Toastmaster. Nothing like dropped egg on Toastmaster. Get it? Mr. Bird. If you do have a problem that you want to get rid of, don't throw it out in back of the house with your spring cleaning. Send it to me on a postcard, and I should be happy to make you the man of the hour even before daylight saving time comes in. This is Fred Allen saying good, spelled Hypana, night spelled Sal Hepatica. And don't forget, next Wednesday night, the Hour of Smiles brings you comedy. Drama.
Unhand my wife, you city slicker.
Oh, you mind your business, Hiram Jones.
Weather report.
Thursday, wet. Friday, wet. Saturday, wanna buy a duck? Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Stock market news.
Hold American nickel till the operator gets your party.
And music.
This is the last announcement, ladies and gentlemen, of the great Ipana Dental Charm Contest. The last chance for girls and young women now listening to send in their photographs and make a bid for a free trip to A Century of Progress, Chicago. But it's still not too late. The contest does not close until next Monday, April the 30th at midnight. Choose one of your photographs tonight. Any kind will do. Write your name and address on the back and mail it to Ipana, I-P-A-N-A, care of the station to which you are now listening. Good night now until next Wednesday. Good night and keep smiling. The selection Here Am I from Sweet Adeline was heard on this program. This is the National Broadcasting Company.